Australia just left the bathroom.
Oh.
Curtis Sliwa used the bathroom and didn't wash his hands.
Yes.
Yeah, that's correct.
And, of course, against...
Which is a witness to that.
Against your better judgment or your wishes, I announced what you said.
Yes, I just said a nameless person left the bathroom without washing their hands after exiting
Curtis.
The stall, and then you said, who was it?
You know, he needs to wash his hands. He is the future mayor of New York City.
Yeah.
Now, first of all. Second of all, we were in the coffee room, and this happened.
Yeah, so Curtis comes in, and Elvis looked right at him and said, I heard you don't wash your hands. And Sliwa turns around, looks him dead in the face, and said, absolutely not. And who the F is the snitch?
Oh, no. You know, snitches get ditches.
And then the name was given up quickly, and now he's on a mission to come get you because he don't like rats.
So I snitched on you.
Am I going to be beaten with baseball bats like Curtis Sliwa was?
Maybe. There may be a bullet involved.
He seems like he'd bite you.
Oh, he's on the air down the hall. I wish he could come in and say hi.
I'm sure he will.
I want to know his reason for not washing his hands. Was he in a rush?
No.
Does he just not do it?
Well, let's get him on here. Can we schedule him for the
Why
show?
Why don't you wash your hands?
Do you guys have what we have in the bathroom? So I feel like this is in case you're in a rush. We have a hand sanitizer and we have soap.
We have both too. I wash my hands.
I'm just saying. So maybe he could have at least hand sanitized.
Guys, okay.
How long does it take to wash your hands?
Okay, guys. Let's just bring him in. Why are we speculating?
I don't know.
Let's bring him in.
Text him and see when he's free.
I'm scared now.
No, please. He's a pussycat. And speaking of cats, he has 16.
Yeah.
And he knows judo or something, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he really a cat dad?
Yeah.
He has 16.
What? Yeah.
He and his wife, they foster them.
Oh, that's nice.
I know, they're really great.
That's very sweet.
Well, all those cats around the house, more reason to wash those hands.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if he comes in the studio and Nate's allergic to cats, that'll be a problem as well.
There's
He'll kill me that way.
You should be playing with all those pussy cats and going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Hey, you have to meet Curtis Sliwa. Maybe you met him on Gandhi's Sauce on the Side podcast.
Oh, Lord.
One of your best podcast to date.
It was fun. It was a fun one.
All right.
People really enjoyed that one, and they enjoyed when you were on. So
hold on. The whole point of this was chain smokers.
Yeah. He loves them.
I haven't heard this song in so long. When's the last time we played this song, Scary?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Wait, is Curtis Sliwa coming
in?
Oh, there he is, Curtis Sliwa. There he is. There he is. Have a seat. Have a seat. Ladies and gentlemen, the world famous mayor of New York City, Curtis Sliwa.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, I am the mayor. I am the mayor.
You know what? I can't wait to your next campaign. I'm going to be a part of that.
Oh, you are?
I want you to be the mayor of this city. We need you.
Oh, absolutely. And I will then stop hating you. Because right now, you know who's listening to me?
My wife. Yes.
Who only listens to Elvis Duran and his entire ensemble. She knows everything you've been doing before she met me, when we were engaged, married, and even to this day.
You know what? The only smart thing she's done is listen to our show.
Yeah.
But she married you. Hey, question.
Yes.
Hey, the hand washing thing. Nate noticed you get out of the stall and just go to the door and leave without washing your
hands. You rat.
See, look at this.
What do you eat? Parmesan cheese, Nate?
I'm scared now.
Parmesan
I'm
is
scared.
Good.
He's got that glint in his eye. He's going to come after me.
Oh, man. I am going to give you a therapeutic back massage, and you're going to be sucking concrete. Look for a replacement, Elvis. I'll lose my job over this.
Send your resumes today. Now, okay, so you didn't wash your hands. We're all kind of curious. Don't you think you should wash your hands?
No, let me tell you. In the lockdown and pandemic, they had Purell everywhere. I would rather take a bath in DW40 motor oil.
What?
Damn right.
Then wash your hands?
It's WD-40.
It's WD-40.
Whatever.
How do you misspell WD-40? It is two letters.
What are you, Mensa here? What is this? What is this, a Regents test for me? You know, I'm a high school dropout.
Okay, all right.
I do have a compliment for you, though. You'd have a very healthy stream. That was quite the flow you had.
Nate,
well, let me
so
tell you
pretty.
Something. I was able to avoid lead poisoning, right? 5 hollow point bullets. I caught my gut. When's the anniversary? This Friday, June 19th, 1992.
Okay, hold on, Curtis, slow down. Explain to your listeners, catch them up, because they may not know of this story. It was how many years ago this Friday that what happened?
June 19th, 1992, while in the back of the cab going to WABC to do the morning show with my wife, Lisa, at the time. The Gottis and Gambinos trapped me and shot me 5 times with hollow point bullets. So you see, I was able to resist lead poisoning. I don't need need to wash my stinking hands after I use the men's room.
Wait, can I?
What about the rest of us?
I'm immune.
Curtis, I have a question. Curtis, if you do number one, I understand sometimes guys, whatever. But if you go number two, are you going to wash your hands?
Look, and the other thing, now that I know you're stalking me in the men's room, I will never go in that middle stall. I will never. I would rather squeeze my legs tight and turn blue and purple than to have a guy either to my left or my right. If I have to use the middle stall, I don't go. Okay, I implode.
Mr. Sliwa, answer the question.
Would you wash your hands if you did number two or number three?
Excuse me, I'm a politician, right? I know how to pivot and shift. These are very personal questions. These are so personal. How dare all of you?
Damn it, Curtis.
Curtis.
Hey, Nate, you're a rat. Watch your back.
I'm a marked man now.
He's a marked man.
That's right.
Remember that famous scene from Jack Nicholson right in The Shining? Uh-huh. Hey, Johnny. It's going to be crack. Hey, Nate, look who's here. It's Curtis.
Is anybody else frightened, or is it just me?
No, I love this. I'm here for it.
I'm happy for it all. Hey, Curtis, we love you. Don't you? I mean, are you okay? There's a show going on. I mean, I want you to stay all day, but, you know.
Look, this is FM, right? Freaking morons, feeble-minded, fornicating madly, and free marijuana. You think I want to be over there with a 65-plus crowd at AM?
Plus, his wife is listening, so you know, there's that.
That is the only time your wife listens to you, when you're on with us.
Exactly. So you're basically telling me, you're giving me the flea bag treatment and telling me, I'm out. It's like the Sandman at the Apollo. No. I'm getting the hook.
No, I know how radio works, and, you know, time is ticking.
Let me just warn Nate as I leave. Nate, I'm going to be mad dogging you and I fornicating you. You watch. Don't turn your back on me.
I'm going to listen to
you. You rat! You're
Curtis Sliwa, everyone. Always a pleasure to have Curtis in the neighborhood.
Don't touch that doorknob. Damn it.
Oh my God. We got to Purell the doorknob.
Yeah, there's Dinger on the doorknob. Oh my God.
So anyway, there's just another moment in the iHeart World headquarters in Midtown Manhattan.
Elvis Duran.
Clap if you think she should suffer.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Yeah! up.
New York's number one hit music station.
Oh, come on, come on.
This is Z100.
Whoa. You've been running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up. You've been going around, going around, going around every party in LA. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd be at one. Oh. I know that dress is karma, perfume regret. You got me thinking about when you were mine. Oh. And now I'm all up on you, what you expect. But you're not coming home with me tonight. You just want attention. You don't want my heart. Maybe you just hate the thought of me with someone new. Yeah, you just want attention. I knew from the start. You're just making sure I'm never getting over you. Oh. You were running around, running around, running around, throwing that dirt all on my name. Cause you knew that I knew that I knew that I'd call you up.
My hair, gee, thanks, just bought it. I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it.
Yeah,
problems. Must not have had enough money to solve them. They say which one, I say now nah, I want all them. Happiness is the same price as red bottoms. My smile is beaming, my skin is gleaming. The way it shine, I know you've seen it. Money, the wrong number. Black card is my business card. The way it be setting the tone for me. I don't need a brave, but I be like, put it in the bag, yeah. When you see the max, they stacked up like mine, yeah. Go from the salt to the booth, make it all back in one loop. Give me the loot, never mind, I got a juice. Nothing but never we shoot. Look at my neck, look at my debt. Ain't got enough money to pay me respect. Ain't no budget when I'm on the set. If I like it, then that's what I get, yeah.
I want it, I got it.
Getting ready for the big Knicks parade here in New York City. It's tomorrow. We think we have a place to stand. Mm. And we're reserving it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, good luck on that.
Oh, God. This is going to go terribly.
We're going to sit Garrett down just to stand there on the spot where we want to stand. Mm-hmm. He will keep it open for us.
Yeah.
lot of football going on today.
Yeah.
I know you're wearing your England sweatshirt.
Yes, we play at 4.
Croatia.
Yep, we play Croatia.
Right. So we have guests coming in later that we have to hang out with. And Daniel says, I want to dress up for the guests like I usually do, but I want to wear my England sweatshirt.
So I put heels with my sweatshirt.
So she's wearing a sweatshirt with heels.
I love the look. I don't care about what anybody else thinks.
Good for you.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Look how cute my little white heels are.
It's a little trashy.
No, it's not trashy. You are trashy.
Okay, so England and Croatia, who else is playing?
Portugal and Congo DR play today. That's the first game. Then England, Croatia, then Ghana and Panama, then Uzbekistan and Colombia.
Wow, busy day.
Mm-hmm.
Busy day. And if you want to see the game, Scary, where are you going to be today?
Well, I'm going to be hanging out at the Mad Hatter in Hoboken with our Z100 Street Team and New Jersey Travel and Tourism. We're hosting a watch party, and we did one last week with the New Jersey Lottery, and it was so much fun. So stop on by. They got the screens outside, inside, wherever you want to sit.
Where's that? The Mad Hatter in Hoboken?
The Mad Hatter in Hoboken.
Where are we going?
In Hoboken?
The Mad Hatter.
That's right.
That's where we're going.
Come see it.
Yeah. Okay, so did a lot of people show up last time?
Yeah, the bar was packed. Yeah. We were the only game in town.
It was really nice yesterday. Everybody, I saw a lot of French because the France played yesterday. There were so many French fans in the city running around with their jerseys on and some of their kits on. It was so cute.
Were they wearing their berets?
A lot of them had little hats on. It was so cute. Yeah.
They're staying at the hotel right by my apartment. Oh, the whole team.
The French team?
Yeah.
You should go say hi.
I Googled to see why there were so many babes walking around. I was like,
you should have seen the look on Diamond's face when you announced that.
Diamond, come over.
Tell William Saliba. I said, hey!
I will do that. I was like, what is happening here? Oh, hello.
So you know there will be groupies. There will be fans.
Oh, they were standing outside.
Of course.
Waiting to get some of that French action.
Yeah.
They want to French kiss. Mm-hmm. You know?
Diamond, well, come on down. Kiss him.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, she doesn't like kissing. She thinks making out. Well,
why do you hate kissing, Diamond?
Well, I'm back in that mode. Love Island is back. And the sound of it and the thought of the amount of saliva that you're swapping with someone. Just the thought process. Just do it without thinking about it. Don't make any noise. I don't know. I can't take it. I can't take it.
She thinks it's unhygienic and disgusting and far too intimate.
Ugh. So if it wasn't so sloppy sounding, you'd be into it?
Maybe? Yeah. Yeah, I just, the thought. There's this guy on Love Island this season who opens his mouth in a weird way before he kisses, and it's just, oh my God, it's disgusting.
No!
Scary, don't hand me notes like this.
What?
You know, you can't be intimate without kissing.
I mean, how do you get to the next level, Simon?
Don't get so close.
We had a whole conversation about this. Many people skip that.
Oh. Yeah.
Many.
That's just awful.
Whoa, whoa.
Okay. We can move on, though. Nate? I really
had this conversation before because I have never had that without kissing.
Right.
And then you, Elvis, said, I've done it tons of times. Without kissing.
You can do that without
you
kissing.
Can, but I've never done it. Have you?
No, but the stories that he has that we don't have are incredible.
Who?
So you.
No, you have heard most of them. And we're not going to go down that road.
Well, the ones that we have heard are great.
Exactly. So if they get better than that, forget it.
Well, you know, I edit my stories. Look, you know, sometimes, and I'm speaking for all, maybe, when it's just a little fast track into hanging out.
I hear you trying to explain this.
If you just want to, like, do it and get out without even knowing their name, why would you want to kiss?
Yeah, there are so many people that are part of pop culture.
I'm not going to kiss you I don't want to know your name. I don't want to kiss
but
you.
But I've never hooked up with someone that I didn't want to know their name.
Hang on. I have hooked up with a few people. I know all of their names. Do you?
No.
It just seems robotic and mechanical.
Okay, what were you saying, Gandhi? I'm sorry.
No, I think that there are tons of people that exist within just hookup culture that don't kiss, that think kissing is more intimate than other things. There are people in open relationships who say, do whatever you want, don't kiss somebody. I think there's tons of people that do whatever they want without kissing.
Okay, if I was, and I'm not, if I was in an open relationship, I would have two rules. Don't kiss them, don't know their name.
How do you even meet this person? Because 9 times out of 10, when you go to, hi, my name's Daniel.
Right, exactly.
You can get their name, then forget their name.
I forget names immediately.
But how do you get further up that totem pole when the foundation is kissing?
Because I'm telling you right now, we're not talking about that.
They're both in it just for the deed.
And how do you address them if you don't know their name?
Hey, you.
Can we role play really quick?
No. Hey, pal.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Can we role play real quick?
Bruh. I'm not role playing with you.
Also, it doesn't always start with kissing. Sometimes hands wander. There's all kinds of stuff. Grow up, people.
Sometimes in my house, forget it.
There you go.
You go right to it.
Starts with
peanut butter without jelly.
Oh, gosh, that is disgusting.
Okay. Well, and now I get the no kissing thing, but not knowing somebody's name seems a little bit extreme.
Okay.
Would you be able to pick him out of a lineup?
Let's move on to something else.
Depends on what's pictured in the lineup.
Say, if his face was covered, could you pick him out of a lineup?
Is that the third rule?
Yes.
Don't kiss them, don't know their name, and their face has to be covered.
That's it.
The rules are getting too much. All right, moving on.
Okay.
What else do you want to talk about? What, Gandhi?
This room makes me laugh so hard. It's ridiculous. How do you get to the next level if you don't kiss?
We're not talking about that. We're not talking about getting to a next level.
I got it.
No, you don't get it. You don't get it.
I just feel like kissing is the entry point, but that's just
entry point to what?
There's lots of entry points.
Other things.
I'm saying.
So you know, Scary, every single name from every single person you've ever been intimate with, ever, every single one. Be honest with me.
At the time I remember their names. I can't remember them now, all these years later. But at the time, I knew their names.
But what about the time at the Z100 bathroom?
That was like the 90s. I knew her name.
But that was his girlfriend.
She became my girlfriend.
She wasn't your girlfriend when you had her in the men's room at Z100.
But I knew her name. I don't know.
She will never live that
down. The amount of text messages we're getting from people that do not kiss and say, I'm not a kisser. Ew, gross. This is disgusting. Someone just said, I don't even remember the last time I kissed someone, but I hook up all the time.
But let me ask a question to these people. So if you don't kiss, do you do other things with your mouth that you like? What's worse? I'm just asking.
Well, you know,
a friend.
Moving on. I mean, seriously, not now. But someone said something very interesting, and I must respectfully disagree with this text. Straight hookup culture and gay hookup culture are two separate spectrums. I don't 100% believe in that.
I don't think so.
No, okay.
No.
Okay.
The people that I was talking about, they're not gay people. I'm not speaking for gay people. I'm talking about all my straight friends.
Yeah,
what they get into.
They'll in their hookup culture, they don't always know names.
Yeah.
They don't kiss.
Yeah.
It probably depends on what you're in it for. If you're in it just for the hookup, maybe that's not important.
Well, it's not.
You know.
If you're in it for the hookup.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm talking about me personally. This was a long, long time ago.
Yes, we know that. Yes.
This was over a year ago.
I do think, though, like, in the grand scheme of things, kissing is a very intimate thing to do with somebody. Whereas, like, maybe banging, I mean, I know it's still intimate, but, like, banging it out, not as, I don't know, I don't feel like it's as personal.
Let's talk about the gay versus straight hookup culture.
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, when gay guys, for instance, wanted to hook up, you know, you can't just meet people at, you couldn't publicly meet people at bars that openly and just, you know, get it going, you know? Mm-hmm. You had to go to alleyways in the back. That's why, you know, here in New York City, down in the meatpacking district, funny they call it that, that's where all the trucks would park at night. This is back in the 1950s and 60s, before I was even born. And that's where they would have to, in the cover of darkness, secretly go meet other guys because they could not do that in public.
Wow.
And it sounds seedy and trashy, and in my opinion, yeah, today that would be seedy and trashy. But back then, they had no choice if they wanted to be intimate with another person, right, in a hookup culture especially.
Were they kissing?
But I don't
in
know.
In those trucks.
I was not there. But, you know, that all they had was hookup culture because they were in relationships with the opposite sex that were false relationships or forced relationships.
Wow.
So, you know, that was the history of that, as disgusting and vile as it sounds. That's the way it was, you know. Uncle Johnny, would God rest his soul, would talk about going to Tide or Luke's or whatever. What's that place in that bar? The oldest gay bar in New York City. Anyway. And two guys that sit next to each other at the bar, if they looked at each other, they could be arrested and thrown in jail.
So crazy.
If they looked at each other?
Yeah, because they were in a known bar, known for where gay guys would meet.
So stupid.
It was, well, that's the way it was. And they would be thrown in jail three times a week.
Wow. For looking at somebody.
By looking at somebody.
Yikes. Is it Julius's? The oldest gay
bar?
Yes,
Julius's. Okay. They still make cheeseburgers there.
Okay.
And he talked about out on Fire Island in Cherry Grove, where they would have, like, dances on Sunday. And they would ask all their lesbian friends to come out. So if the police got close, they would rush into the dance floor and dance with the guys. So they wouldn't be caught dancing with another guy.
Wow.
That's the way it was.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Love it or leave it.
Jeez.
So, remember their names? Nah. I think it's important in my life now to remember his name.
I hope so.
It's on the marriage certificate. All right. With that said, we've talked too much. Nate's getting uncomfortable. He wants us to take.
No, I'm getting into it, baby.
I learned a lot today.
Well, I don't know.
Thank you for that. Awesome.
Well, I wasn't there. I didn't pave the way. It's those Uncle Johnnies of the world that paved the way.
We're like the Reading Rainbow, teaching people all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Look at us.
And look at that.
Hey, it's Benson Boone.
Yo, what's going on? This is Drizzy Drake.
Hey, this is Demi Lovato with Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Cross the line, yeah. So-
hit music on iHeartRadio.
This is Z100.
I've always been the one to say the first goodbye. Had to love and lose 100 million times. Had to get it wrong to know just what I like. Now I'm falling. You say my name like I have never heard before. I'm indecisive, but this time I know for sure. I hope I'm not the only one that feels it all. Are you falling? Center of attention, you know.
Transit, sit back, relax, and arrive on time in a showdown of transit versus traffic. Transit wins every time. I'm Bernie Viter with Total Traffic on Z100.
New York City weather.
We got sun and clouds today. High 77. Could see a passing shower this afternoon. Tonight down at 68. Tomorrow morning for the Knicks parade, could see a little bit of rain in there. And sun and clouds for the rest of the day. Humid, high 86. Right now, 65 at Z100.
This report is sponsored by Airtasker.
Airtasker knows your plate is full.
Plates, actually, and they're all spinning. I need the driveway repaved and my miniature pony's nails done.
Post your task at airtasker.com or download the app. Airtasker, get anything done.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Elvis Duran, where hit music lives.
It's a new day.
On Z100.
Can't find me, I'm not
you turn it up a little louder. Road's empty, so you drive a little faster. If it can last take some time, but I'm feeling so high. Show my tan line. The pebbles in your hand, initials in the sand. Yeah, summer isn't over yet. Skinny dipping with your heart out is my favorite part. Now we ain't gotta tell no one. And never ending midnight sun. Never ending midnight sun. Connected, I'm so in touch with it all.
What's it all about?
So Allison takes the four-year-old she babysits named Nathan to the pool on the weekend. So Allison thought, well, maybe it'll be funny. We'll phone tap Nathan's mom, Laura. We'll say there's a little pool poop problem.
Okay.
So no one likes poop in the pool.
No.
I love it.
No.
All right, here we go. Let's listen to Danielle's phone tap. Here we go.
Hello.
This is Renee. I'm calling you from pool maintenance at the Boyle Hillside Beach Club.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, you have a four-year-old son named Nathan?
Yes, is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine, but the pool's not fine. Why is it that we have poop in the pool?
I'm sorry, what?
Why are you laughing? It's not a joke. It's not funny.
I don't know. Did someone poop in the pool?
Yeah,
I don't understand
your son,
what you're saying.
Your son Nathan's poop is in the deep end of the pool, and I'm not...
First of all, I'm sorry. I'm just going to step out for a second. I'm at work.
I don't care that you're at work. This is my work, and there's poop in my pool.
First of all, Nathan's four, and he's not that keen on going to the deep end of the pool, so I find it hard to believe that he...
Okay, maybe it floated there. I don't know how it got there, but it's there. It's sitting there right now, and you need to come and clean it.
What?
Yeah, you need to come and clean the poop in the pool.
I am sorry, but isn't that your job?
No, that's not my job. If your child cannot go to the potty the proper way, he should not be in the pool.
Do you know? He does know how to go potty the proper way.
Obviously not if he's pooping in the deep end. And why is he in the deep end?
No, I didn't know that it was a billion kids there.
No, first of all, this is not the first time that it's happened. I think you should have...
What?
You should have a talk with your babysitter because obviously she's not teaching him properly.
Listen. Can you hold on 1 second and I will absolutely call the babysitter and find out what the hell happened.
That's fine, but listen to me. What time can you be here to clean the poop up? Because I had to close.
I cannot leave work. I am working on a project.
I had to
close. That is why Allison.
There's a floater in the pool, and you need to do something about it.
This is crazy. I have never in the...
What do you teach your children at home? Do you just teach your children that they can go wherever?
Listen.
Squat and go?
Listen to me. I don't have time for this bull to go around with
That's
you.
That's what's in the pool. That's what's in the pool.
Let me call the babysitter and just relax and do your job, okay?
Here's
this
the thing.
It's not like rocket science, okay? It's just what? Just please, could you just hold on a minute? I am at work and I cannot discuss this.
Listen to me. Do not grit your teeth when you are talking to me.
Do you run this place? Who are you?
I'm in charge of the maintenance department, and maybe he needs those rubber pants or whatever that they put on kids nowadays.
I don't even know what the f*** you were talking about.
What the hell are you feeding this kid?
Oh, my God.
Don't oh my God me. Get it done.
You are the person running this place? This is so inappropriate.
Isn't it appropriate for your kids to take a dump in my pool?
I'm not coming down there and cleaning up poop. That is ridiculous.
And it's ridiculous.
And when you are old and gray, you're going to all over yourself. So line up, lady. He's four.
Okay, fine. I'll let it go if you let me put you on the radio.
What?
This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and you just got phone tapped. Allison's playing a joke on you.
Oh, my God.
He didn't poop in the pool.
Okay, now I'm going to go home and kill you. I can't believe you did that to me!
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap, only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Behind the Magic, the official Disney on Broadway podcast, hosted by Danielle.
So let's talk about the magic carpet.
Open your free iHeartRadio app, search for Behind the Magic, and listen today. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Quick, what are you getting your dad for Father's Day? If you don't have the answer right now, you need to go to Macy's. Their gift guide makes shopping for dad so easy. Shop Macy's Father's Day sale June 17th through June 21st at Macy's.com or in the store.
Up with it, girl. Rock with it, girl. Show them it, girl. With a bang, bang. Bounce with it, girl. Dance with it, girl. Get with it, girl. With a bang, bang.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Gotta do my hair, put my makeup on. It's Friday night and I won't be long. Till I hit the dance floor. Hit the dance floor. I got all I need. No, I ain't got cash. I ain't got cash. But I got you, baby.
Just you,
baby.
And to the floor and make me see your energy because me not play no hide and seek. What is it the thing you ever make me feel weak, girl? Free! Cause anytime I whine and catch it, the selector pull it up and put it for repeat, girl. Me not touch a dollar in my pocket cause nothing in this world ain't more than what you worth.
I don't need no money.
You worth more than diamond, more than gold.
As long as I can feel the beat.
Make the beat just take control.
As long as I keep dancing.
Free up yourself, get out of control.
Baby, I don't.
This is Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Beautiful day on the way, Scary.
Absolutely. Sunshine up to 77.
So have you seen Maternal Instinct on Netflix?
Yes.
It's one of the top five shows. If you have seen it, I want to hear your opinion. Oh, can you call me at 800-242-0100 or text me at 55100? Thank you for listening to Z100.
Because my lonely heart would bleed. I never learned.
Elvis Duran.
Low battery. Recharging.
Scary. Yeah. More jumping jacks. You're falling.
Another 10?
Here you go. Give me 10.
6, 7.
Make it 20. Keep going. 9.
You're here to keep us going. Keep the world moving.
Power up. Woo!
Good job, buddy. How do you feel?
I feel like I got more energy.
Battery full.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Whoa, now here's a reason why you need to stick on listening. Don't listen. I mean, don't leave. Please listen. In about an hour from now, the new president at Norwegian Cruise Line, Norwegian we call it, Mark Keselowskis will be here. He doesn't know this yet. He's not here. He's probably still sleeping. He doesn't know this, but while he's here, we will give away cruises.
Oh, yeah.
On Norwegian. But it'll happen live on the air, so he can't say no.
Yeah, and he's new, so he doesn't even know that he can't say no, right?
We should make it seem like it's his great new idea.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, whatever, we'll just give him one. I can't wait to meet him. We have lots of things to talk about, including Great Stirrup K. Now, Great Stirrup K, you can only get to this incredible, magical island if you're on Norwegian. There's no other way to get there.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Exclusive.
He's exclusively there just for the enjoyment of people that are on Norwegian. And we're all going.
Oh, nice.
Maybe, aren't we going? Yes, we are.
Well, hello.
Well, good surprise. And maybe, just maybe, if you win one of these cruises, one of the dozens of cruises I'm giving away in an hour, you'll be on one of those Norwegian ships that pulls right up to the new pier.
I love it.
All right. So I say, keep on listening. Stay with us. We'll talk to Mr. President Mark Keselowskis coming up. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. But anyway, he'll be on in about an hour. So there's that warning for you. Have you seen Maternal Instincts on Netflix?
Yes. I'm recommending it to everybody.
Well, that's a tough recommendation. I watched it last night.
Okay.
And I'm glad I did, but I wish I never even knew this existed.
Okay, that's fair.
Does it make sense? Talk about it.
You know I love documentaries. That's kind of my bread and butter right there. I'm with you. I saw this one and thought, interesting. Let me check it out. And from the moment it starts till the end, I was deeply engaged.
Me too.
Every character is fascinating. Every plot twist is fascinating. I mean, the entire story start to finish, you just think, and how? How did this happen?
It didn't seem real to me. No.
It's based on a true story.
It is.
No, it is a true story.
It is a true story. No, it is a documentary.
Wow.
It is the true story of the strangest story that came out of Northeast Texas. I'm from Texas. I didn't know this place existed, to be honest. So anyway, hold on. If you don't believe us, talk to Darlene. Hi, Darlene.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So I watched Maternal Instinct last night. When did you watch it, Gandhi?